All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Old Moon Podcast, episode 62.
Yes.
Yes, right. Dude, I had to wait for Jay-kun's approval because I didn't
know. First try.
Yeah, first try. Easy peasy. Easy peasy first try. Episode 62. I am Blue Squadron. I'm your host, Beck from Austin. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Blonde Bear.
Hello, I'm Blonde Bear, and I like to party.
Blonde, you don't seem as chipper today.
I've been grinding okay, a lot, and I don't have a single token, so...
Wait, what? You haven't gotten a How single token hours? Yet?
I got one at Olin's with some buddies, but I haven't gotten one since then, and I've grinded quite a bit, so...
What's quite a bit?
Oh, man.
Like 20 hours or more.
Oh. That's.
I mean, it depends on who you ask. That's a lot or not a lot, but it's kind of like... Okay, all right. I like
Did
rare
you do
stuff.
Your token?
I've done one token, yes, but
how many did you get from the one? Because I've seen people get like two six rings. Or seven, and then they get a duo. Oh, you only got two. Oh,
yeah. I've done two pen attempts.
You already did pen attempts. Oh my god.
Yeah. Wait, let me get this straight. So you've only gotten one seal.
Yep.
And you've done two pen attempts on a ring. How many rings did you get from the seal?
I bought a tat ring.
Oh, you bought a tat ring, I see.
How did you buy a tat ring? Who sold it?
They're selling like hotcakes. They're selling for like 95 bill right now. People are thirsty for that 100 bill money. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of silly, but we could talk about that later.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah.
Either way, yeah, you're still reported. Yeah. Jay... all right, so that's Blonde Bear and Jay-kun.
Yes. Yeah, hi, my name is Jay-kun. I'm an Awakening Wusumame with 765 gear score. I did a lot of endgame PvE content, such as Olens, the dungeons. I'm still also grinding for the double rings. I've gotten a total of 3 seals in about 40 hours, and you can find me grinding for it at twitch.tv/JaykunVT before the T.
Don't you already have a tet?
Me? I do have a tet. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Only one, though, right?
Only one. Well, I bought one. I bought an extra one off the market. I just put a buy order just to reduce the amount of bases that I need.
Just toss it down on it.
Grinding for the seals is
Just toss it down. Yeah, that's crazy. okay. All right. Right on. So I missed the global lab changes last week. So you guys, because I was in Austin, Texas.
Altree just resubscribed for 5 months.
I'm wondering what changes do you guys like what happened on the global labs? I heard there's BSR changes are live now. So Jay, you want to walk through that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just to briefly explain, they had changed the effect of the absorb buff in two ways. The 100%, in addition to having the 30 AP and 25% attack speed, it's also gaining 30% crit rate, which is really great for classes that can really make use of that extra crit rate. And then for the 200%, currently it does 50 AP and 40% attack speed, but they sort of buffed and nerfed it after the change. It's 55 AP now, so 5 AP more, and now it's down from 40 to 25% attack speed, but now it also gives 2000 extra HP and 50% crit rate. So all in all, 55 AP, 25% attack speed, 2k HP, 50% crit rate, over just 50 AP and 40% attack speed. So those are the main changes.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. So like, and then there's the Tungrad changes, I think, on the G Labs as well,
changes,
right?
Yeah,
so it's what coming, are the yeah. So what's going on with the Tungrad changes?
Tungrad changes. So for listeners who don't know, the set bonus for the Tungrads. A 3-set bonus wearing 3 Tungrad accessories, rings, earrings, belt, or necklace gives you 30% maximum BSR. And when you're wearing 5 of them, it gives you 12 AP. And so if you want to reach 200 by yourself, you can with wearing, you have to wear the belt and the necklace, and then 2 rings and 1 earring, or 2 earrings and 1 ring. You cannot wear 2 rings, 2 earrings, and 1 belt, you'll only reach 190%. I counted. Math.
So you have to wear both
the... Yeah, you have to wear the belt and the necklace, like, no question. And then the only flexibility you have with the 5 set is a change of the earring or a change of 1 ring.
Okay, so can you... Okay, so what is the 5 set again? What does it give you? Does it give you AP?
12 AP.
So again, yeah, 5 seconds gives you 12 AP. A 3 set gives you what? Is there a 3 set?
Sorry, 1 sec.
He doesn't know. Blonde, do you know how much AP the 3 set gives you?
No, I don't. It feels
Blonde's on union break,
on
bro.
These.
He never comes prepared.
It just feels weird they're working on these sets when the natural progression just seemed to be like, okay, everything's going down in price. You just buy some basic AP because you're going to be buying your Ted Vistos soon anyways. It just feels kind of silly.
Yeah.
To focus on this stuff. Like, so,
bro, I don't understand.
Honestly, I'm not reading it.
Yeah, bro. Like, what are we even talking about? Like, the Tungrad set is stupid. Like, a 5 set effect? You have to wear a Tungrad earring for that.
Yeah.
Like, what are we even doing? Like, bro, that's what distos are for. Like, yeah, you get the 5 set effect, but you're losing the disto AP. So, like, you're just, it's the same. Yeah. Like, so if you just want the 200% BSR, what's the best combination to get that? You need belt ring, like, is it 2 rings, the belt and the necklace? Can that get you there?
No, you need one more after that.
Are you sure? So you can have BSR artifacts though.
I guess if you do wear the BSR artifacts, but I mean wouldn't you want to wear the kabuas over
well,
the
Well, no, if it's capped, you can and you're like if it's capped and
I
you're
I guess so, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the only way I see this as, like, viable at all, is in capped. Is where, like, okay, well, I'm gonna put on my, like, Tet Tungrad set, and then I'm gonna wear my capped, accessory, or, like, my,
in which case, I believe just one belt, one necklace, and one ring or earring. You can wear those three, and then, that will bring you up to, 180%, and then you can wear the 2 BSR artifacts for the last 20%. Or, I guess, if you want to get the Lightstone set effect. I think the Lightstone set effect also gives 20%. Well, I guess that doesn't matter afterwards, right? Because it'll be at 220. So you just need the base artifacts.
Is this all even necessary? Was there someone saying, man, I really wish this stuff was changed? I know this is like following up on the BSR rework, but I just feel like, I don't know. Can there have been a better way to do it? Or is it even necessary? Like,
yeah,
is anyone hyped about
this? More effort. I guess it all really depends on whether the 200% reworks, because they're reworking the first 18 classes up to Shy for the 200%. So depending on how good that is, we'll put more or less value into, you know, going for the Tungrad set effect. I don't know if they were planning to try and make it compete with Debo's, because in my head, okay, so if they were trying to compete with Debo's, it definitely, like, currently does not compete. But if they weren't trying to compete, that also makes sense in my head, because Tungrads are significantly easier to acquire. Mm-hmm. So maybe that might be why it's, like, you know, weaker overall than the Debo's, because Debo's are significantly harder to get. But also, even though you still have to, like, put in effort to get the 200%. You gotta run the Tungrad set. You gotta run some other stuff. If you want, like, the BSR artifacts, if you want to get the 200, there's still that 30-minute cooldown that's, like, really money. And if you were trying to, go ahead.
It seems silly. Like, why don't we get a set bonus that removes the 30-minute cooldown? Then I'd be like, okay, that's what I'm interested in. Sorry, I didn't mean to say
that.
Classic blonde bear just going to jump in and take Jay's idea.
That's my bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if it was going to compete with a Debo sub bonus, it needs to have more than the niche of self-collecting 200%. Right. Mm-hmm. And again, they did mention the 200% rework. So I don't know how strong that would be. Maybe they might remove the 30-minute cooldown with the rework of the 200%. Mm-hmm. We'll see. But, you know, if it had more, it would be really cool if it had more, like, emphasis on the BSR mechanics. Like, let's say wearing the Tungrad set bonus increased the effect or damage of BSR abilities, or maybe the BSR increased per kill. Instead of, like, 1%, you would get 2% per kill or something like that. Maybe additional BSR recovery per tick, like the Vagabond earrings from AOS or something. Or maybe increase the duration of the BSR buff instead. Like, instead of just lasting for 1 minute, it would last 90 seconds or something like that. And also, like, as you mentioned before, maybe the set effect would just remove the 30-minute cooldown or something. Again, something that would give it more of a niche than the self-collected 200%. Because right now, also, I think most people would also prefer to utilize two uses of the 100% over one use of the 200%, because they even lowered the amount of attack speed, right? And I personally think that is more value than the 5 extra AP, 2000 max HP, and the, what was the last effect? A 50% crit rate. I still think the 15%, the total of 40% attack speed is worth it more of those, especially if you're a class that does not have its own self attack speed buff. Like, for example, Wusa, Meigu, those classes, they don't have their own self attack speed buff. And so it's just like even more emphasis on getting, you know, that's like so much more effective on those classes, you know?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to go back on the BSR changes that added like crit and stuff or whatever, right? Mm. Like, aren't certain classes in this game balanced around having 100% crit rate already versus other classes not having crit rate? So, like, I saw some arguments seeing where like people were concerned that some classes are balanced around having full 100% crit. That's what supplements their damage versus classes that don't have 100% crit. And those are their burst periods when they pop their buff to get that crit. Now having a BSR that gives everybody basically 100% crit, I feel like, you know, Pia didn't think this through, where it's like, now we need to change some of the classes to not have those things, right? Like, we need to change the bonuses on some of those classes. So if this is just going to be kind of a cluster nightmare for... Or hey, you know, we're just gonna have some weird classes busted for a quote unquote unknown reason for a hot minute. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I go ahead. Okay.
I was gonna say another thing is that they were gonna rework the number of hits too with the classes too, and I'm like wondering how much of a difference that would be for like the crit rate and stuff like that. Because let's say, you know, your hit of, because my, for example, like my some of my abilities, especially like, okay, Shy is a good example. Shy is like 40 hits per like freaking boomerang hit and stuff like that, and she really benefits from having extra crit, a base crit. But let's say another class that just, you know, naturally has 100%, like, yeah, I don't know how the math would work, but I feel maybe they should have went ahead with the you know, reworking those numbers first. Like touching this stuff, you know. So
I feel like maybe we should lay down the foundation and then we can build on that. Instead, they're like putting some foundation down and then building on a corner of the foundation, then we're starting on the stairs on the other side of the building, and it's like, bro, why are you building the first story when you haven't even gotten the walkway? And it's like, I feel like we're building half the card tower way too early. That's just what this seems like, unless they've already got it on their side,
maybe they have their ready.
And they've got their math done, and they're just like keeping people hyped by saying, oh, guys, we're doing this. So, guys, we're doing that. But I mean, we don't know yet. So,
yeah, I'll be honest with you. I think the BSR changes, like for like the Tungrad, is like Blonde said, we're all just looking around like, why, dude? Like, why do we even care about, like, this is like, guys, just so you know, the Yuria weapons are now going to give 35 damage to mobs instead of 32. You know what I mean? Like, who the cares? Who asked?
That's exactly what it feels like. Yeah, we've added a 5-set bonus to the Yuria weapon.
what are we even doing?
It would interest me more if they did something where they AOS to like lower tier node wars, so that way, like, oh, you reached, you know, 550 gear score, now you can just go do like an AOS gear style version of like tier 1, tier 2 node wars, where then these set bonuses would be cool because you choose your Tungrad set, or you're choosing a DP set or whatever for your node war. Like, I feel like that would be more of an interesting choice. But this being like, hey, guys, now spend a bunch of money on other random upgrades for your cap node war just seems kind of like, I don't know. Hey, guys, maybe we're just not the target audience for that stuff.
You would think. Yeah. Like, I also think that it's misleading for a lot of players who are like, oh, my God, that 12 AP 5 set from the Tungrad is definitely worth it. I should literally drop everything I have and try to do that. Like, no, not really, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just not a good idea. Like you have to stray so much further from the gear path that you're going to have to do anyway.
And like, it's a distraction.
Yeah, it's kind of just a distraction. I think if at best you're looking at this as kind of like an end game player, like, okay, yeah, this is like a sideboard. Like, you pull this in like for war and stuff. And like, I don't know, like you said, unless it reduced the cooldown on the, not to nothing, that would be crazy, but to like 10 minutes, sure, you know what I mean? Or 20 minutes, even for like your 200%, that would be pretty neat. I'd be okay with that. And that would make it actually engaging and interesting. But like, as far as we're going down this path, I don't understand why they're really touching the Tungrads, because Tungrad earrings are really never recommended to buy. The Tungrad ring is fine. The Tungrad necklace and the belt are fine. But the Tungrad earring just doesn't measure up when you measure it up with the disto, right?
I feel like at this stage of the game, we're already like getting to the point where like Debos is the set most people are going to be pushing for. And then they're working on the next stage of the game. So why are we working back on like step three when we're already at step 10 to 20? That's just all it feels like. Did they post like one of those like dev commentary notes where they're like, hey guys, this is why we're doing this. Like, have they done any of that, Jay?
They do have a, like a dev note here above. Another thing that I forgot to mention, is that they're removing, so you know how like some classes have unique absorb and they have the common absorb, and most people just use the common absorb, right? But some classes have like a different unique absorb. Like I think Zerker has a different one, right? You have a different unique absorb. I think Valkyrie has like a defensive unique absorb or something like that.
Yeah,
but they're removing it now. Everybody will just have the common one. And I thought that was a really cool thing. If they were to rework it in that way,
25%
Yeah, screw that, man. Now you get the normal stuff like the rest of us. Wait, that's gonna make you a way better grinder.
Well, I think the idea was like the choice of like, oh, well, if you reach this much gear and you already had all your crit ready, or you made your add-ons reach a certain point, then you could use the attack speed bonuses, because people do the math, and I mean, people are always going to do the math to see what's the most efficient, especially if you're grinding. I think for like PvP stuff, it's a little different.
Yeah,
but yeah.
But yeah, I think overall, I think the Tungrad changes are kind of weird. The BSR changes making like, are there any? Did they come out with the 200% BSR changes? Like they're have they shown?
No, they only just mentioned that they were planning to rework it for the first 18 classes. That's it. There's no.
So they haven't actually shown anything yet. Okay, so they haven't actually shown us what the skills look like or anything yet. And a lot of people, I think that changing the Tungrad accessories first and then like giving us what it's going to look like is kind of misleading. Again, there's been a number of players in my chat that sold their Debos to buy Tungrads. Yes. They sold their Tet Debo sets to buy a full 5-set Tungrads so that they would be ready for the 200% BSR changes so they could grind like faster when the changes come through. Like, that's what we're dealing with. Like that, I don't like, yeah, no, you're not gonna grind any faster with the 200%. But like, the buff is twice as good. Yeah, but you get it half as often, dumbass. Like, what are we talking about? Yeah. Like, holy moly. Like, I just think that like this whole thing is kind of like a tangent that no one, like, who asked? Like, I don't understand. What are some of the other stuff in the game that you actually think that they could rework? Like the old gear sets? That they can kind of rework to like make it relevant today, whether it be Tungrads or even like we talked about the green sets or like the Rosar and stuff.
Well, I was thinking like some of the Emma Sylvia accessories always had some sort of you know, very niche purpose. Like, for example, Narx gave like Emma Sylvian damage, Voltara's gave extra HP and stuff like that. Orkenrads and Eye of the Ruins rings, they had this defensive component, and like perhaps they could maybe add some sort of like I don't know 3 and 5 set for the there's Voltara, Forest, Roneros, and Narc. I don't know, they could possibly add a 5-3 or 5-set bonus for that, and it would emphasize, I don't know, Kama damage and
I just feel like or something like that. Unnecessary. I feel like it kind of makes sense. The hammer stage of the game, then we're adding the safety mechanic so you can only fail so many times, pushes everybody to accelerate their progression, and then they just introduce a new item. I don't understand why I don't know why they're focusing weird development time on like all this extra side stuff when like the progression path is already making sense in there, and you're honestly just going to grab as much AP as possible because that's all that matters when you're grinding. I mean, I guess this might be a PvP centric change, but I haven't talked to any PvPer that's like, oh my gosh, finally they're listening to us. They're adding Tungrad bonuses. Like, it's a cool flavor effect thing, but it just seems silly.
I feel like the only accessories that really compete with Debos is honestly the accuracy accessories, because that has a significantly more niche in PvP than in any other case. So if anything, like if they were going to add a set bonus maybe to those ones, and that would give it more niche in that way. I don't know.
I would love to see them bring Grunel back. I think that bringing Grunel back would be kind of OG good. Like, it would be pretty cool. If they just made Grunel relevant in some way, would be pretty sweet. Honestly, there's like a number of things that they could do, but like, I actually kind of like, it would also open up life skillers too. That's the thing, is that like crafting Grunel back in the day was actually like super relevant. So like, if they made like a reason to have like Grunel armor in some way, create a demand for it, yeah, you could theoretically like really like help life skilling, because people could go like try to craft that stuff again. Would be super cool. I did want to run an idea by you guys. And I know that you got, actually, first, let me ask you, have any of you guys tried the Node War changes yet?
I have, yeah. I did Node War yesterday.
And how long was guild. That? And how long was that?
You know, it lasted like 10 minutes. We were just like running around killing people. I went positive.
Yeah. Well, my chat came up with a really good idea for a PvP event idea that I thought would be really cool. And I actually think it would appeal to you guys as well. That you guys might actually like something like this. So in the past, they've done Arsha events where like you have to kill other adventurers and you get rewards and stuff. I'm proposing a different type of Arsha event that might include the PvEers as well. So you buff one area of like one of the old grind zones. Keep in mind, like Saucens, Pirates, Helms, Elric's, Abandoned Iron Mine, Mains, like Harash, stuff like that, to be like actually really good, like best silver in the game for like 1 week, but only on Arsha. Okay? Only on Arsha, and it's really, really good. Like 3 or 4 billion an hour uncontested good. And it's only on Arsha. And to bring back like that old PvP that we used to get, like those really old grind zones that, let's be honest, are not being used anyway. Like, I think that PvEers would be interested in an event like that, because like, let's be honest, like that's the best silver in the game. Like you'd have to make like the silver be crazy. You know what I mean? You could also make it like a drop rate event for Arsha. Now Arsha is 100% drop rate extra instead of 50. You know what I mean? And then like the trash loot at these spots, like had its decimal moved over by 2. You know what I mean? Like shit like that. Mm-hmm. That would be sick. I think that you would see constant PvP. It would be a clown fiesta at those spots. And I think that it would be a good way to do like an Arsha event, like a PvP open world event for open world PvPers. Because like, let's be honest, they've been neglected for a while. And I think that they would probably enjoy an event like that. Like, do you guys think you would be interested in something like that?
I like the idea of trying radical things for it, like event purposes, like, you know, just trying it out for a week and then see the perception. And then that's kind of what happened in like the past for a few things. For example, the enhanced accessories was an event, right? You could drop base Pry and Duo yellow accessories and base up to Tet blue or below, and that became a permanent thing. Yep. Right. And so, again, I like the idea of trying like these radical things. And if, you know, if the community likes it, then it could possibly become more of a permanent thing.
Yeah. No, like, and again, like stuff like that. And you can have it rotate. Like, it could be like a 4 week event. Mm-hmm. First week is Helms. Next week is Saucens. Next week is Pirates. Not Paddocks. Pirates. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that would go crazy. I think that people would really, really enjoy it. Like, I know I would probably go participate in it too, just for the nostalgia of like grinding one of those old zones. And again, you're like one-shotting the mobs and everything, but you were one-shotting them back then too. So like, it doesn't really matter all that much, but it's high risk, high reward, because there's always going to be people there. I think that's the way you should run like an Arsha PvP event. And they haven't done one of those in quite some time. I think that would be a really, really simple way to kind of do that. Anyway, I just kind of wanted to suggest that a little bit as one of our topics there. If we look forward to our next topic of the day, we're looking at this family-wide life skill tool window. I am pissed about this when I heard about it. So, like, I'm curious. Jay, do you want to explain it to us real quick?
Yeah, so they are allowing... So, before, the current way to have your tools is to equip them in the, you know, the tool slot. But now you're going to have its own separate window to just shove all your tools in there. So that you can use them across different characters. So you'll be able to gather or fish just on any character now. So that's the gist of it.
Oh, yeah.
Without having to swap your gear over.
Yeah, this is garbage. This is complete dog shit. We were promised a system that allowed us to use our family-wide, like, life skill gear. Okay?
That would be nice, yeah.
Yeah, no, like, dude... Like, what I want to be able to move, like, person to person without having to worry about it is my accessories, the chest pieces, and sure, yeah, like, obviously the tools, too, but, like the accessory, like, why did we stop at the tools? This is so, like, this is, it kind of makes me angry because it's, like, so underdeveloped and it's so poorly thought through. Like, just the tools? Really? That's all we're gonna do? Like, no matchlock? No accessories, no chest pieces, no nothing else, really? Like, it's...
Oh, yeah, I just noticed there's no matchlock either.
Mm. Yeah, that's the biggest problem with life-skilling stuff is that, oh, I forgot it, and it's equipped on another character. Oh, well, now you gotta swap back to your character, pull it all off, then swap back to the other character, move it over. Like, it's really annoying, dude. It's really, really frustrating.
Yeah,
so
I thought
like,
that when they introduced that change, I thought that's exactly what it was going to be, where you like equip it and it's like an account equip, so that just like the life skill levels now, you could access it on any character and do everything, and you have the full bonuses of whatever you've invested your money into or time into to get. And yeah, it's kind of weird that it's not that. I mean, maybe this is the first stage of that, so maybe they're going to introduce that at some point. This is just like, hey, this is our concept and we're going to add more. But unless it is, like, if they don't add anything, then it's kind of like, okay, so what was the point? I still got to log over and grab my stuff. So, like, I have the same problem I have before.
I was going to say, I think a simpler way would have just... So, you know how, like, sometimes when you're at the blacksmith and you need to repair something, let's say it's equipped, it automatically allows you to
unequip
it. What if we could just simply just...
See that. Know,
like, on our alt, and then... just take it from their equip, like while it's equipped, and that would have been like an easier, simpler way to do it.
I think this is one of those problems where it's like a player will notice this problem, a developer will not notice this problem unless they play. Like, they don't notice that specifically when repairing gear that happens, but when I'm trying to log over to an alt, oh, and I didn't tag my ring because I just hit pen, so I didn't re-tag, but now I gotta log over because it's freaking equipped because we can't pull it off. It seems like one of those problems that you'd only experience through playing the game and not something you'd just intuitively know, you know what I mean? Or maybe they don't know it's like that, but this is one of those things where it's like, we have like a lot of these little problems that, like, you know, I ain't got a dev on speed dial that I can be like, boop, 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 hey, we got this
None
weird
of us
problem,
do.
Can we fix this? Like, yeah, I didn't mean that someone else did, but like whenever there's a major bug in the game, it's like, okay, that thing's fixed instantly. But whenever we have something that's like, okay, it's not game breaking, but it's like, hey, this is like, something that could be fixed and would have a lot of quality of life and a lot of players that appreciate that stuff doesn't really get not getting that on speed dial, you know?
Yeah. Like, I don't understand why this is taking them so long either. I mean, like, the life skill stuff, making that family wide should be like, well, that's like a small update, right? That's like a little thing. I don't know.
I think it's one of those things where they're spreading the butter. They're taking as much time each week, every other week they got something
spreading the butter. I like that. I like that analogy.
I don't think they want to just be like, all right, here's your big stick of butter. Like, here's everything we got right now. I think what they're doing is they're like passively slowly working on everything throughout the year so that it looks like, hey, we're constantly doing something. We're constantly making progress rather than
maybe,
you know, we put everything out in January and then you wait 6 months for something to happen because you got no new updates. I feel like that's the only thing it could be, because I agree that this stuff doesn't seem like really intensive. Like, oh my God, we needed all our devs on this to get this situated. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's another who asked.
Actually,
I mean, like,
another
honestly,
thing.
Well, Lifeskillers did ask for this change. We just asked for more.
Right, of course.
Like, we need, like, way more than that.
It just takes
them
so long.
Like, okay, Jay, sorry.
No, you're good. I was going to mention, because we were, like, talking about, like, family-wide equipment, I was, like, thinking, hey, like, something that would probably change the whole game for players, and for certain players, is... if there was a way to make the rest of your equipment family-wide, like, you know, I believe they actually have this function in BDO Mobile. If you guys didn't know, they have universal weapons in BDO Mobile. So maybe universal equipment.
They have universal weapons in
BDO Mobile. BDO Mobile is pretty nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a shame no one plays
they can,
it.
They can make it a silver. Like, I would pay, like, I don't know, like, a certain amount of silver to just make my weapon, you know, account-wide or universal. You know, I always see players in my chat talking about needing to wait until the next tag event to try a new class. You know, the tag system will still have a niche too. Like, if you want to have two characters ready at the same spot, right? Or share XP function is still there, right, for the tag function. And perhaps now with BDO having almost 30 plus classes and counting, maybe it's time to have a function for players to have more of flexibility when choosing their class.
I just see a lot of people always saying that, like, tagging, as much as it's like a boon for parts of the game, it's also like a curse because of like the meta and how we only see like three distinct classes and a lot of PvP. And there's like, I feel like it pulls away from classes that had unique characteristics that you just kind of don't really see anymore unless someone just mains this class and they're never going to play anything else. So, like, the optimization of like competitiveness pulls at that, which again, I'm all for that, but on the PvP side of things, I think a lot of people do not like that kind of concept because, I mean, unless they're going to do more balancing and developing to work around that problem, I see a lot of commentary about people thinking that, like, again, tagging is what makes it so that we only see three classes ever in the game fighting. So I don't know.
It could get a little rough. Like, I think that, like, do you think that it's time for another tag? Like, that we need, like, more than one taggable character?
I don't know if that fixes the problem. That's kind of complex. If we have more tags, you'd see more classes because they'd have the option. Having only one tag means you only have one option, which, if you're PvEing on one class, you're going to choose the one PvP class for you, and that's it. So it could maybe solve the problem because people would always have the choice to swap to anything. But I guess we don't know because we're so limited right now, right?
Yeah. I'm curious. So, like, I mean, neither of you guys really life skill that much. I assume, like, the family-wide life skill bag, you just don't care all that much because, like, you guys don't really have life skilling equipment. But I do, and it's, like, the most frustrating thing ever. Yeah, like, I cannot believe that.
I have life skill equipment.
It's cool. Yeah, when was
the last time you went out and gathered, Jay?
A while defense, ago, but yeah. I have all pen gatherers equipment just to have it. You know,
the so. Defense rests. Okay. it's just really annoying because, like, they promised us a change and then, like, didn't, like, really deliver on it. And, like, they haven't really said that they're necessarily going to take it a step further either, which is kind of frustrating. All right, but moving on to let's talk about, like, that. There were the comments on our last podcast, and, like, one of the comments was just, like, Blue, I don't like how you constantly argue with Jay every time he has a hot take on something. You need, like pressuring him, it does not make a good podcast. It just looks like bullying, basically, was the comment. And, like, I wanted to ask you guys what you thought about that, because in my mind, at the heart of a healthy discussion, a discussion. It's a conversation. We're having fun. Like,
there's no back and forth, then it becomes an echo chamber, and then no one's getting anywhere.
Yeah,
wants to hear an echo chamber. I don't even want to hear an echo chamber.
Yeah, it was a super upvoted comment, and I was like, man, that's just, like, the heart of discussion is just disagreeing with people. I mean, I've been memeing on Jay basically the entire week in my chat going, guys, just don't die, idiot.
I just think it's because Jay is generally a soft, kind, you know, individual that is cuddly feeling. So I think that because, you know, we can be boisterous or argue with them, I think it feels to others, it looks like you're just pounding down on him.
No, you're good. No.
But all right. They don't know that he likes it. That's what they don't know.
Yeah.
Don't expose me like that. What the
fuck? So we are in the part of the year where typically we do get some of the coolest events of the year. Usually it's something like a termine event. Or we get some cool, like, I don't know, like, I don't think that the only time when we got something different than the Termine event was that was, like, really crazy was the Sea Palace. I'm not sure what time of the year that actually came around last year. It may have been
summertime, right?
Yeah, so it was the summertime event. So, yeah, usually they go all out on an event in, like, the middle of the summer. So we're kind of coming up on that all out event that we love to look forward to every year. And again, I put forth that idea for, like, the Arsha, like, changes earlier. Maybe you just, like, buff Arsha with an event like this, and you can kind of rotate it each week or whatever, kind of change. And I think that that would help rejuvenate our show a little bit and give open world PvPers kind of something to go fight over and bring them the nostalgia that they like so much. But like in terms of like big events that we want to see, I'm going to take the low hanging fruit here and say Mysteries of Summer. Like, obviously, yeah, I'm taking Mysteries of Summer. But like last summer, yeah, so you guys have to come up with something new and I'm farming the old content. Like the last summer we got the Sea Palace. And before that, it was basically the Termian event every year. And I'll be honest with you, I love the Termian event. I think it's really cool. Especially the first year or two that I did it. It was just so much fun. I will say that it kind of got monotonous over time. Like I would love to see them like change it up and like do something a little bit more exciting with it. But like I love getting going out and do the dailies every day. It was fun.
Yes. If you don't take it seriously, it's an extremely fun and cool event. But the problem is like a lot of people are just like, where's my rewards? R spam, grab their rewards, go kill some monsters, turn in the tokens.
But, yeah, well, like, they can have that the rest of the year. This is like the one event we get for the year that is actually fun. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. So. I love the Termian event where you're picking the side and you turn into one of them. And then there's like one of the years you were in a sandcastle war and you had to transform into them and you had to fight and push. It was like a tower defense where you're like pushing them down lanes and stuff. I think that stuff is really cool. I love all that kind of stuff, all the mini game stuff. It doesn't even have to have a fun a reward. It just has the reward is that it's like a fun little activity to do that's a little bit different than everything else. I really enjoyed that stuff, and
I think it's really cool.
Hope they continue to develop stuff like that.
Did you like the Termian? Okay, would you rather have Termian with Mysteries of Summer, or would you rather have the Palace event, like the Underwater Sea Palace event? Jay?
And the Underwater Sea Palace was cool, but sorry.
Oh, you're good.
No, you're good. probably the Sea Palace stuff because it's like new and different, and
you're
you got to
me.
Go underwater, and we don't really utilize a lot of the underwater portions of BDO. Because if you guys didn't know, there's actually a whole ass underwater city for one particular quest line. Back before Land of Morning Light was released, east of what was it called again? I forgot. Port Rat. Oh my god, how did I forget about Port Rat? But east of Port Rat, there was this whole ass underwater city. And for one particular quest line for like the sea stuff, if you were just like curious about that stuff. And when I went there for the first time, it was like really cool, but they don't utilize it for anything else other than that quest line. And I like doing more underwater things because, you know, there's a lot of real estate down there that's not being used. You know?
Dude, there is a lot of underwater ruin stuff out there. It's actually really, really cool. Mm-hmm. There was a few, what was it? One of the adventure journals or whatever made you go out all the way on the eastern Valencia shore.
Eastside,
and you had to go way down there into some massive crevice and go find like a specific thing.
Yep.
But then there's like, there's a lot of ruins off of like Aquila's Eye. There's a bunch of like random structures and buildings and crevices down there. It's actually super cool. It's a shame that we have like breath meters and stuff and we don't have things that like make it so you literally can just like go down there like a scuba suit or
actually,
something.
It's not like, I don't know if it's, I guess it might be an exploit, but okay. So I want you guys to open your inventory and then do you see where it says on the bottom left enhancement, like above the pearls?
Wait, say it again.
You see that button? Okay, when you open your inventory on the bottom left, you'll see your silver and then above it is your pearls and then above it is your enhancements. If you're underwater and click enhancement, it puts you into the enhancement window. And then when you go out, you get your breath back.
Okay. I would like a normal method where you put on a suit.
Wait.
And you have like a motor on your back and you're just zooming around in the ocean because it's too slow. It's not fun because it's so not like fast and fun to ride around.
Wait. You can get all your breath back underwater? By just clicking the enhancement window icon?
So the original way that's been for a long time is going to character select, and that recovers all of your stamina and breath. But the enhancement window that they just added recently also does it now, so you don't have to have a loading screen to do it.
Wait, that's crazy.
Okay.
Oh my god, Jay?
Regardless of Jay's exploits,
hashtag exploiting Macram, get him.
Suit. And you get like a little motor and you just ride around underwater and it would be fun because there's a ton of, like Jay said, real estate down there that has not been used for nearly anything other than like knowledge farming, and just it looks cool. There could be a lot of really cool stuff down there that would be just...
They should just let you guys use the Dine, like T10 Dine, to just run underwater. Like,
wouldn't that be sick? You're like
that'd be so cool.
Running up and down in the water like a Peggy for water.
or just like flying down there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, whatever.
Just like do the.
That'd be sick. There's a lot of real estate down there. But you prefer the palace over another Mysteries of Summer?
No, yeah. Thank you. Can we get back to the fact that Jay is literally like the craziest person? I would take Mysteries of Summer and nothing else.
Any day.
I want Mr.
They
Summer
could
so bad.
Put Mysteries of Summer down there somewhere.
I was thinking that maybe cool. We could just run a Mysteries of Summer as content creators. I think it would be cool if
we're
Perlabus...
gonna have to hire some geniuses to make these puzzles, dude. What are you talking
kidding me? I used to write these all the time when I was a when I was a teacher. I had cryptexes. I've got them in the other room. But like, do you guys remember the Da Vinci Code? That little puzzle that they had to solve, and they were like riddles and stuff. I have like four or five of those. And what I would do is I would write riddles. I would like write four or five different riddles pertaining to different topics, whether it be biology, chemistry, history, or whatever, on the board. And they would have to try to solve the riddle to open the cryptex. And if they open the cryptex.
Yeah, but you're going to have to make it like rock look deep levels. Yeah. You're going to have to make it extra convoluted.
Yeah. Like
I'm not smart enough for that.
Well,
figure it out.
It could get like progressively harder each week. You know what I mean? Like I would be gaming at that. I think I would have a lot of fun with it. And I might run an event like that. The problem is, in order to make that event engaging, you have to make it like you need something exclusive to give them, right? If you're going to run an event like that, you need something like a merchant ring or like a black Pegasus, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To give to the community. Because like otherwise, like I'm keeping my guys, when I say black Pegasus, I mean like the T9. Like something exclusive like that makes it really, really cool for people to go engage in an event like that. And like, that's the kind of stuff we want to see. Like as far as like events, like evolving the event, I'll be honest with you, SEA got a fishing event where you like meet the CMGMs and for like an hour you fish. And instead of catching fish, you catch coffer stones and like crown stones and like all that stuff. And I was like, why can't we just make that an AFK fishing event? You know what I mean? Like you have a chance that you have a high chance of just catching that stuff instead of fishing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that would be pretty cool. That'd be pretty neat. But like, they could make the Termian event something like that. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. When you mentioned like more events, actually, I remember seeing somebody mentioned they actually brought back Imperial Auction for Korea specifically. And the thing that they were auctioning off is unique family names. Like it would just have just a single, they can't do it with like English because English and Korean are different, but in Korea they have like different characters and they just have like you're auctioning off like a single unique character that would just like have a different color, I guess. And I don't know if they want to utilize more of the Imperial Auction House. I mean, it's been a thing. We got T9 Black Pegasus is from the Imperial Auction in the past, and maybe that could be like an event they could do in the future for like really cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean that would be really cool too. Like what kind of stuff do you want to see auctioned off at the, like the auction house or whatever? Well, what kind of exclusive stuff do you think that they should give away? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was like thinking, should it be something that is like completely unique, or should it be something that like, you know, like a rich merchant ring is still something that you can achieve on your own, but whereas the Black Pegasus is you can't get that, right? Like it's exclusive in that way.
They did that with the art paintings, right? Like they did an event where they sold exclusive paintings for the highest bidder in BDO. That was really cool.
If you can call them paintings, that was
listen, artists
art. Scribbles, okay. The papus and
like
otters,
something
they
like
have a very unique art style.
Yeah, I think I mean anything unique that no one else has, like that's like kind of the set everybody plays.
True. Okay.
You know, game for it feels like is to.
So maybe it should be like. So you think it should be exclusive, but like not that much. Like it doesn't feel.
It doesn't have to have a utility. Right? No, it could just the utility isn't its rarity or its uniqueness. Mm. In my opinion, I mean.
You could
would feel kind of weird.
You know, you can have like a non-dyeable outfit actually be dyeable or something. You know what I mean? Like it could be something like super basic. In that regard, or it could be like a Kazarka outfit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the only Kazarka outfit that actually exists. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, or like it could be a Garmoth
the Berserk outfit.
Yeah. Oh my god. If they give away a Berserk outfit, it's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, or a Bugatti outfit, bro. Just rolling with it. Yeah. I would get people excited. But like, yeah, no, I think that like really exclusive rewards is extremely important to an event like that. But like, I don't know. Like, what do you guys think we're going to get, though? Like how would you like to see, like, the event from last year if they do the Sea Palace event, which is very likely? How would you like to see that event kind of improved? Blonde, we can
I don't think we're going to get anything this summer.
No way. Bullshit.
I think we're going to get some basic fishing event, and that's going to be it.
I think it just might be a repeat of Sea Palace again. Yeah. I think Sea Palace is just going to be a recurring thing. Same thing with, like, during Halloween, it's Marnie's spooky stuff with, like, the mini games and the Squid Game themed mini games for Halloween.
Yeah,
and
it'll
for
be
winter, great. It's what did we have in the winter? It was like that. It's like we were throwing snowballs or something like that. But yeah, it's probably going to be just a repeat of it's like a seasonal event, I guess. It's just going to be a permanent thing.
Yeah. I hope not, to be honest with you, because like it's so low effort on their part. And I like it when they come out of the woodwork with like a really bigger events. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see something cool. You know what I mean? I don't want any stop, reduce, reusing, recycle. What are you, Bungie? Like, stop recycling all of the old goddamn content. You know what I mean? Like, holy moly, give us something fun to get excited about event-wise, and not just because the rewards are cool, but because, like, the event is pretty sweet. And again, a good way of doing that is kind of Mysteries of Summer in that regard. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about running something like that. Mysteries of
Winter, too, you know?
Oh, God, bro. Mystery of these nuts in your mouth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's not a mystery.
Mm-hmm. What kind of PvE events, like, if you were gonna run a PvE event, what would you do?
A PvE event?
Yeah, it's PvE event.
Probably something to do with the dungeons, if I were to make a PvE event.
Okay, what do you want to do with the dungeons?
Maybe, like, they would just add
like a race?
Another difficulty above Elvia, and then it could be, like, Dekia difficulty, and then you have to be, like, you know, 700 plus gear score. That would be the recommended or something like that. And it would just have extra mechanics that we've never seen before that people have to deal with.
Oh, that would be fun. Oh, I like that. And
like they could have, like, do, like, a race or something.
Yeah, they could be, like, world first. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that would be sick. Yeah, no, I like that idea. Like, you could do, like, a... Like, yeah, it's an event. It's like a Dekia dungeon event. Yeah, there are new mechanics, so be careful. You know what I mean? You can't lose crystals because they're new mechanics and, you know, whatever. Or maybe you can, and that's the risk. But, like, the first party that completes it on each region gets, like, an exclusive title. Like, that would be really cool.
Well, that's what they did with the first Ataraxian dungeon, if you guys didn't know. Like, I think it was just in Korea. They got exclusive titles for being, like, the first one, and then... I don't think we got it, right?
I don't think that we got one.
It was just Korea.
I think a cool PvE event would be something like throughout random hours of the day, certain grind spots just drop, like, different loot. Similar to, like, the other event you were talking about earlier, Blue, where, Elvia Orcs drops, like, a Devo earring, you know, for like an hour a day or something like that. I feel like something to kind of hotspot certain areas to kind of give in that, like, oh, hey, I just saw the announcement that this spot's doing this. And then you just rush all those people there, which could be like a double,
like a world event,
like a PvE / PvP thing. Mm-hmm. I think anything to get players to get out of that sort of monotony, I think it's like a bonus. But
I remember they had something on the Global Labs that they just never, like, utilized, where it was, there was, like, there'd be this, like, warning that this rift was opening somewhere, and then players would have to go over there in PvP or something, or, like, fight over the rift or something for loot and stuff like that. I don't know if they ever, like, did anything more with that, but it definitely did not come to live servers. But I remember that was something in the Global Labs, like, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they could do something with that now, where it's just, like, a big warning sign and above, similar to like I guess abandoned monastery. That you know they have that if it tells you, oh, the boss is spawning, you know, stuff like that. Maybe
I would love like a faction event that went on for like 2 months. Like it could be like the summer event, like where you have to pick a faction, right? And then like the life skillers can contribute by like, you know, doing life skills and like making stuff or like whatever. Like, and then like the PvEers can contribute by killing mobs or like certain mobs in certain areas at certain times. Like every once in a while, events would just spawn in the world. Like there'd be like an open world field boss and whichever faction does the most damage to the boss. But PvP is enabled at the field boss. Right. Like that would be, that would be crazy. Like that shit would go hard. People would love that stuff. So PvPers get involved. PvEers would really enjoy it. Every once in a while, you could have like a trade cart leave like a major city and be like, you know, the Old Moon Guild's trade cart is leaving Kalfeon headed for Balanos right now. You know, like, and then the other two factions have to come and try and stop it. You know what I mean? Would be really cool. And then, like, you know, you get points if your faction actually stops it or, like, does more damage to the cart or whatever the f***. But, like...
Actually, when you mentioned faction stuff, it would be really cool if it would be, like... Depending on, okay, so let's say the situation is like, oh, Kalfeon is fighting over this resource against Valencia or something, and depending on who you align with, you know, you would, whoever got the most, you know, of that resource or that point or something, they would get the benefit of, like, you know, that region got a benefit, like, it would be a permanent change or something like that. Or let's say there's, like, an invasion of Kalfeon from the Elvia realm, or same thing with Valencia, like the Hadoom's forces are like invading, and depending on who you defend will have repercussions, and it would just like change. I don't know if it would permanently change or maybe temporarily change, but let's say, you know, if you defend Kalfeon, Kalfeon is gonna have a boost or something, and it will have you know, changes in its world. Like you can see like Kalfeon is thriving and then Valencia is in ruins because, you know, it wasn't defended or something like that. And events like world those, like shaping world events. Changing events would be cool. World shaping events,
World shaping events, even if they were just temporary, would be super sick. Like in almost any capacity, would be really cool.
Yeah, because it feels like you're affecting the world, and your effort and participation actually does something. It's important.
Exactly. Anything where you're like participation in general is, it, I don't know, just anything other than the old recycle events, honestly, at this point, like, cause it's either, we haven't gotten a tag event in a while. That would be kind of nice. But like we haven't, so like I would like to tag another character, but like I can't right now. So we're kind of just chilling, but like a new tag event would be good. But like also anything that's not just like recycling the old events would be absolutely fantastic. Now we're going to vote. Yep. We're running towards the end here, so we're going to do voting and closing thoughts here. What do you guys think best outfit-wise?
I haven't had a chance to take a look.
Jay, mine, you haven't been looking mine's at pretty these good. Outfits? What are you talking about? Mine's pretty good.
Mine's the same
bro.
As last week. Orange and green. Mine's pretty good. We got a new orange and green contender.
That's crazy, man. What are we even doing?
You look good. Those colors complement each other really well. Everybody always does like black and then their favorite color. And that's what I do. But like there is a thing about clashing certain colors that complement each other. The orange and green just... Oh, wait. People are dying orange green. I meant the girl orange and green.
Uh-huh.
The dress, not the Zerker. If someone's after my heart.
Okay, so are you telling me that neither of you have... Wait, so wait, where's the orange and green dress at?
By the pods.
Sorry, somebody pulled a wagon up. Oh, by the pods. I don't see an orange and green dress.
It's green with orange undertones to the left of the pods.
Left of the... Oh! Left the one pods. Holding up the sign.
Oh, the one with the middle booba? The
yeah, I think that her outfit is actually pretty good. Yeah, if you look at the whole thing, is really fantastic. Yeah, blonde, excellent choice on this one. That's crazy. I actually think that she's the best. I like this Princess Katie up here. This is actually this one. The character model is really good. I like the soft tones on the stuff. And dang, like, ain't she just a cutie? Yeah, I love this one. This one's great. Okay, Jay, have you gotten a chance to look around?
Yes.
Oh my god, bro. He's actually looking around for the very first time. He's literally walking around. Final sweep. Not to be confused with the first sweep. That's crazy.
I'm liking this guy over here with his emerald armor and he has like the eye patch. That looks the unique. Oh, wait, it's Kratos.
It is. And you're gay.
Why wouldn't I pick Kratos? He's a crown on. His name is
Critter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I respect it.
There you go. That's mine.
Yep. Confirmed. Jay is, in fact, Gage. for sure. We know that Blonde is 100% straight as an arrow based on what he chose. So it is what it is. But, okay, let's do closing thoughts here. We'll start with Blonde here.
Closing thoughts is we'll see. A lot of updates, a lot of foundation, a lot of weird stuff. Tongue grind I don't get, but it's kind of a we'll see situation. I'm hoping for the life skill stuff, too. It's a step in the right direction, but it's an unfinished idea. So until we get the finishing product, you know, not much to think about on it. It's not where it needs to be. So.
Yeah, well, and neither is Node Wars.
Please, God, give us mysteries this summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Please, for the love of God. Jaycon?
Yeah, closing thoughts. You know, I hope the 200% BSR changes are cool. I hope that the classes that I like, Witch 200%, oh my God, I hope that's cool, because the current Witch 200% is literally the same ability but yellow. But yeah, I'll be grinding for the double rings at twitch.tv/JaycanVTV for the T.
Have you done any attempts, Jay, for pen?
For pen? I did one yesterday.
Okay. I did not. I'm waiting on a seal and I could do two, because I have two tet rings.
We should tap together.
We should.
Oh my god, we can all tap together and then you guys can siphon all my RNG. It's great.
It's gonna take me 3 weeks to get a friggin' token of this raid, bro.
I don't tap with you guys because I would like us to remain friends.
Oh.
You don't ever use the group enhancing system if you value your friendships at all. If you don't care about your friends, you can go ahead and use it.
Strengthens our bonds, actually, because if we both hit it at the same time or we both downgrade it at the same time, it makes us our bonds stronger. You know?
Jay and I have hit a lot of stuff together.
Yeah, because you guys actually succeed. That's the difference.
That's so,
like,
true.
Like, just I don't succeed. Ever actually succeed on anything.
Yeah, just succeed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Life buffs when you just said frick you. Yeah, I mean, that's the story of our podcast. Or, I mean, today. Like I think that the life, the life skill buffs, like the family-wide life skill tools are just not, it's not enough. It's just flat out, it's just not enough. There needs to be more, altogether. But, overall, I think the Node War changes, which we didn't really talk about today because you guys don't really do Node War very much, are completely in shambles right now. It's been kind of a disaster. But, like, I'm sure that they will force it down our throat for the next 6 months before they, try to change it. But, like, I'm hoping at least they try to modify anything would be great with it. Oh my gosh, she looks beautiful. Look at her. That's crazy. But yeah, I'm Blue Squadron. There's always something happening on my chest. Sorry, bro, look at her face, man. Like, look how pretty that face looks. I mean, it's literally crazy. Anyway, wow. I'm Blue Squadron. There's always something happening on my channel. There's two new YouTube videos every single day. You got the podcast, patch note rundowns, reacts, VOD reviews, news and stuff, all kinds of stuff. We've been playing Weathering Waves in Naraka lately too. We've been having a good time with that. So go check all that stuff out. From all of us here at the Old Moon Podcast. Oh, make sure that you guys comment on the videos because we do read the comments and we talk about them. If you guys want to be featured in the next podcast, we definitely talk about the comments. And if you want to hear us talk about something or have somebody on the podcast and want to request that, please, by all means, do so in the comments section of the YouTube video there. Also, drop that follow button on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you guys are listening from that. From all of us here at the Old Moon Podcast, have a great rest of your week.